Secretary. The secretary's pulse quickened. Good. In less than a minute, the doorbell chimed. The Secretary of State crossed the thickly carpeted sitting room and admitted a portly, blank-faced Chinese. He was wearing a dark business suit, white starched shirt, pale blue necktie, and a tiny red star pin on his lapel. He bowed slightly as she ushered him into the sitting room. The Secretary of State said, "Mr. Quang, it's good of you to come on such short notice." His bland expression warmed slightly into a tentative smile. "Madam Secretary, there's no need for formalities," he said in perfect American English. "I understand the gravity of the situation." Gesturing to one of the comfortable armchairs in front of the dark, unlit fireplace, the Secretary of State said, "We've been unable to establish a reliable communications link with Beijing. Your ambassador seems unable to give us a clear picture of what's going on there." Quang nodded as he settled into the chair. "I would think there is great turmoil in Beijing at this moment."
"They prefer not to talk to us?"
"They prefer," he hesitated a heartbeat, searching for a word, "not to commit themselves." The Secretary of State took the armchair facing Quang's and studied his round, almond-eyed face. "How many times have we met like this?" she asked herself. "How many times have we cut through the red tape and talked clearly and honestly to one another?" She had known Quang since she'd first visited Beijing, back when she'd been a law student with political ambitions and he a fast-rising industrial tycoon. She realized that, in truth, she owed much of her advancement to the private, authoritative back-channel link he offered to the highest levels of the Chinese government.
"Have you been able to reach the chairman?" asked the Secretary of State.
"Or any of the council members?" With a modest smile, Quang replied, "As you know, I am merely a businessman. I have no position in the government."
"You are the chairman's brother-in-law."
His smile widened slightly. "A brother-in-law is usually without much influence." The secretary leaned slightly toward him, her fists clenched on her lap.
"You're the best link I have to the chairman. You've got to help us avert a nuclear war."
Quang's smile faded. "I will do whatever I can, of course."
"Did the People's Republic of China provide nuclear weapons to North Korea?"
"Of course not."
"Are you certain?"
Quang's eyes shifted slightly, then refocused on the secretary.
"I can tell you this much. 3 nuclear warheads were smuggled into the DPRK from Russia last month."
"Last month?
And your government didn't inform us?"
"We confirmed the information only 2 days ago. The council was debating what our response should be when the Koreans set off one of the warheads in orbit."
"We're on the brink of war, for God's sake!"
Shaking his head ever so slightly, Quang replied, "The People's Republic of China has no intention of starting a war with you."
"Nor we with China, but—"
Quang raised a stubby finger. "But you wish to strike at the Koreans."
"We've got to do something," the secretary said. "They have 2 more missiles. And from what you say, those missiles are armed with nuclear bombs."
"Pyongyang has sent troops to capture the rebels."
"Troops? They should be sending in an airstrike to knock out those missiles before the terrorists launch them."
"They are not terrorists," Quang said flatly. "Do not fall into the trap of painting all your enemies with the same brush. That's how you got into Iraq, remember?"
"What are they, then?"
"A faction of the DPRK army, apparently."
"What do they hope to gain by destroying the whole world's satellites?" the secretary asked.
Quang shrugged his round shoulders. "That we will learn once